For some reason, you're on mute, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but definitely we've got that mute button going. So all of that traffic was on your side. So hate to pop in on you that way, but like I said, I'm gonna pop out because I hear the voice now. But
thank you, Mark. I didn't hear the voice. That is A-okay. So let's start all over again. Welcome to the Meta Mindshift Show, and I am your host, Nicole Maxwell. And here at the Meta Mindshift Show, we talk about the metaverse and your mind and why you need to shift it in order to understand what is coming in the future. And so the metaverse is coming, the metaverse is coming, the metaverse is coming. And I never get tired of saying that because it is an amazing time to know that the metaverse is coming. It is an amazing time to be in this space. And so the metaverse is coming. And what does that actually mean? What does that mean for you or for your friends or family? What does that mean for your business? What does that look like to be in the metaverse? Well, the simple term of what we're talking about, the metaverse is coming. The future is hopefully decentralized. The future is the metaverse. The metaverse is interconnected. The metaverse is interoperable. The metaverse is the next iteration of the internet. You know what the internet is. It's that thing that you go when you browse your phone and your websites and it does all these things and you love and appreciate it. The metaverse is coming though, and it's going to change that. It's going to change the way that you are used to browsing with all these little tabs everywhere. It's going to change the way that you scroll up and down or swipe left to right, depending on where you are, in order to get more and additional content. It's going to change the way that you think about technology or don't think about technology. The metaverse is the combination of all things that we know right now in terms of data, in terms of your just general technology. So the way that things are accessed, the way that things are paid for, the way that things are transacted between one player and another, or one person and another. The metaverse is coming and we are excited to have the metaverse and we are excited to know the metaverse and we are excited to discover the metaverse because that's where we are. We are in the point of discovery. The metaverse is not here yet, despite what many people say. The metaverse, in terms of what it is the interconnected future. So all the things that you know right now kind of operate in silos. Even in your home, you have the home that you've created around you, and you have the technology that you access. You may have a cell phone or a TV that's smart. You might have, like me, I have a Google Home Hub. You have several other types of devices, potentially smart devices in your home, such as light sockets or light switches. You also have things that are programmed and ready to go. All of those things right now are connected inside of your Wi-Fi. And so your home acts as a central location and all of those things are centralized to that one Wi-Fi spot or many Wi-Fi spots, depending on how big your home is. And so that router takes care of all of your technology and those things are connected, but you're not connected to your neighbor. And so if you wanted to access your neighbor's cell phone, you would have to ask for permission and you have to get their little passcode and then write that down. And hopefully you're asking for that passcode and not just obtaining it. But those are different ways of accessing information and data. And so you can access the metaverse and you can think about the metaverse as the future of all things connected. So not only will you be connected to your neighbor, but you'll also be connected to the city down the street, the country across the way, and all around the world. So the whole entirety of all will eventually be interconnected and interoperable. So you will be able to go from one place to another When you hear about a really cool event happening in Morocco, you will be able to go there through technology instead of having to book a flight and check rates and get passports and get shots and get all these things in place, pack your bags and your suitcase and all that. You can press on a portal, and that portal will teleport your avatar, the avatar that represents you. It will teleport that avatar to that given location. And so this is how you can start to think about the future. And so in thinking about that future, you absolutely need to think about your business. So if you own a business, or you have a hobby, or you know, you're a freelancer, you need to be thinking about what the future has in store for you and how can you take advantage of it right now. Because right now, the metaverse isn't here, but we are building it. And so we are building what is to come. And so if you have something that you do that is a niche or specialty, and you're not here right now, then there's the opportunity that either your niche or specialty won't be brought to the metaverse, or that someone else is going to get here before you. So think about what it is that you're doing and think about how you can do that with the metaverse in mind. I help people all the time to set up a space in the metaverse. And so I won't talk about what those different spaces are, but I do help people bring their business to the metaverse. So if you are looking to go virtual, you're looking to have a fallback plan, as so many of us needed in 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic hit and rocked the whole world, that is bigger than Zoom. I will be having a training session called Beyond Zoom and Into the Metaverse here very soon. So on my link that is scrolling at the bottom of the page, you can schedule a consultation with me. You can also sign up on that link to register for my master classes that are coming up, as well as the Beyond Zoom and Into the Metaverse course. And I will let you know as soon as that gets scheduled. So there are some really cool things that are happening. The metaverse that I love is the metaverse that is created around and on the blockchain. Blockchain technology is fueling and funding and pushing forward the concept of the decentralized metaverse. So when we think about this concept of being interconnected and interoperable, one thing that comes to mind immediately is data. Data, 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 data. Data is everywhere. Data was one of the number one transacted commodities in 2020. And I don't think it's fallen off of that ranking, but data is something that transacts in the background. And we don't often get accountability for that data. So our data is used and it's sold to the highest bidder. Our data is siphoned and it is recorded in the dark web. And then it is again sold to the highest bidder. And so we don't often have an opportunity to be able to say, hey, I put that out into the world. Give me my data or give me my due from creating that data. So I'm a creator of data every single day, and so are you. So you're on Twitter and you're on Instagram or you're, you know, on Pinterest. And by the way, Pinterest just announced that they're going to be heading into the metaverse, and I can't wait to see what that looks like. But there are many different ways that you can show up in the metaverse. And so when you think about the future and how you access the future, whether that be by a browser or by, you know, my idea is that we are going to have a watch instead of a browser. So I'm not going to be looking at my screen here. I'm going to be looking at my screen here, and it's going to pop up with sort of like a virtual screen in front of me, and I'm going to be able to say where and when I want to go or what and where I want to do. And then I will be either teleported there through my virtual avatar, or things will be teleported to me through the power of technology. And so we often have these different things and different ways that we can imagine the future, But we actually have an opportunity to build that future now. So data is something that you need to care about a little bit more than you probably do right now. Right now you go onto a website and you click a button, and that button takes you to a little prompt that says, do you consent to storing of these cookies and of these different things and metrics that we're collecting on you? And you say, I don't know what that said, but I want to get to where I was going. So yes. And you select yes. And all of a sudden this cookie gets real comfortable with you and gets real comfortable with your data. And it sits down inside of your browser and it just starts listening and it starts collecting. And so that's how all that data is grabbed and acquired. And then it sells it to someone else. So not you, because you're just a consumer. But that data is transacted. So in the future, you have an opportunity to not be a consumer. You have an opportunity to be a participant. So when we talk about the future of the metaverse and the future of data, those two things are very closely connected, especially when we're talking about the decentralized metaverse. So check out last week's show. You can find it on metamindshift.com. But check out last week's show, because we talked all about how these things are connected. And so today I won't rehash that. But I do want to say that in the future, you're going to have options for how you access. I said that. So you'll have like your browser. You'll have a experience that is called AR, that is augmented reality. That's where you're going to be in your own reality, but you're going to change it up a little bit with some technology, pull that technology into your space. Or you're going to be in VR, and VR is virtual reality, and you'll be able to pull a virtual experience into, or you'll be able to put yourself into a virtual experience. And so virtual reality, VR, is where you have the ability to be immersed, so fully immersed in a space. So when I put on my headset, which I don't know where it is right now, but when I put on my headset, I'm fully in that thing, and it sits on top of my head and it collects all the data from my eyeballs and from my activities. And so in the future, when everything is connected and everything is interoperable, I want to be paid for that data. I do not want these big companies, what we call the FANG companies, or Facebook, Amazon, Google, Netflix, and Microsoft. I don't want those companies to be the ones that profit off of me and my spaces. So I want to profit off of that. I want to profit off of the data that I put out into the universe. So that's really what all that piece is about. All I'm saying, man, is you have options. So don't go for the okie doke. Don't just sit and say that Facebook is the only thing that you could ever use, because it's not. Facebook is not the metaverse. They have created a metaverse. And so because of that, this show, our intention is to show you that there are other metaverses, there are other types of technology out here, and you will be able to experience them and be able to have fun with them all over the place. So it is really cool, and we are doing some really amazing things. And so what I also want to say is that we have the opportunity to incorporate Web3. And Web3 is definitely a part of the decentralized metaverse, and it brings all the components that are enabled by the blockchain. And so when we're talking about Web3, you're going to hear some things that you probably have heard in the news, but maybe don't quite understand. And those are things like cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and Ethereum and Matic and DAI and all these other things out here. There are cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrency has been in the news so much over this last year. because regulators from around the globe are trying to figure out how they can get their hands on this thing that is supposed to, they're not supposed to have their hands on. But they are now starting to understand blockchain technology and they're starting to come into these spaces. So we want to ensure that we have a lot of things, are happening in this space in terms of NFTs. So NFTs are non-fungible tokens. Non-fungible tokens are digital assets. And so you can take an apple, take a picture of an apple and upload that and create an NFT that's called minting. And then you have a picture of an apple and that apple is your NFT and you can go sell it. So that sale can be done utilizing cryptocurrency. And so cryptocurrency is the way, it's the cash of the future. So it is a digital or crypto, cryptographically enabled technology that enables us to trade digitally. So it's not the same thing as a CBDC or a centralized banking digital currency. That's not what that is. They're different things. One is federal and the other one is public. And so that's the extent of what I'm going to say about that. But we have the opportunity to transact using cryptocurrency. So today I have a treat for you. And we are going to talk about NFTs for just a little bit more, and then I will reveal what that treat is. And so NFTs right now come and you have various forms of NFTs. So you have things like PFPs, so profile pictures. You also have things that are very cool, like memberships and all sorts of other very cool things like tickets. You have artwork that is being done as NFTs. That is the most famous right now use of NFTs. But in my mind, in the future, what we're going to see is that NFTs are going to be the thing of the future when it comes to gaming. So gaming, your inventory will all be as NFTs that you own instead of your publisher owning. And then we also have things like plots of land. So land is actually being transacted right now underneath your nose. So they are full-on platforms that have redeveloped the entire world. They've mapped out the world, cut it up into little pieces, and offered it up for sale. So you may own a piece of property in the real world, but do you own that property in the virtual world? Think about it, because those are the types of things that are happening right now. And so because of that, it's important that you get here now. You don't have to own the same piece of land that you do in real life, but you do have that option. As Black folks in this particular line of dialogue, we need to pay attention because the first time around, we were not a part of the conversation. We were not here. We were told what we had to do. We were told where we could live. We were told what was acceptable and what lines not to cross. But I'm telling you right now that the world is being recreated in a digital way in many different platforms. And so if we do not come to this space and understand and take advantage of what this space is bringing, we are going to be left out and left behind. And this is not a FOMO trick. This is not me saying, come buy something from me. This is me telling you, the internet is coming. And if somebody had told you the internet was coming, what would you have said? You might have said, hey, y'all are crazy. I don't know what this internet thing is. I'm gonna just pass on it. And that's fine. But I think that all of us would have loved the rewards from being told that the internet was coming rather than where we are now, which is where the internet is here. So I'm telling you, the future is being built up. Everything that you know right now is changing. Whether or not you are participating in that is definitely your business. So without further ado, I'm going to talk about NFTs, and I am going to bring up my guest. And my guest, I'm so excited that she's here because she is a businesswoman who is making change. And so she came to us. She's coming to us all the way from Ghana. But her name is Sonia Kumi. And she is known to me affectionately as Kos and known to the world as Kospreneur and Kos Couture. She creates not only NFTs, let me say that different. She creates fashion, hand-sewn fashion, fashion for you to actually wear. And she has steered her career, steered what she's doing into creating NFTs. And so she's put those two things together in a way that is extraordinary and fantastic. And you're getting ready to see it here first. So without further ado, if we can bring up Sonia Kumi. Sonia, please join me on stage. Hey, Kos, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Awesome. Thank you for bringing me up.
No problem. I'm so happy to have you here with me because we were in my club, Blackverse, on Saturday, and we had a great conversation. I got to know a little bit about you and what it is that you are doing, and definitely was able to enjoy the conversation that we had, and I'm happy to be able to replicate that here with you today. So, in actually see you. So, first of all, where are you located?
I'm located in Ghana, Accra, Ghana. So, Accra is the capital town. So,
can you tell us a little bit about where you started?
Okay, so, well, fashion has always been something that I grew up with fashion, both parents sew. So I learned from them. And I took up the trade just because I really love how people feel. They always like to express themselves through what they wear. And when they get exactly what they wear, their sense of esteem really, it excites me. So I always wanted to make people feel better in that sense. So I have always been with fashion.
All right. So when you were younger, how did you start off in fashion?
I worked with my parents, actually. Well, my youngest sister, I used to sew little purses for her, and in her, she was my favorite customer then. So I would sew little purses for her, and she would just light up and just show it off to everybody. And I really liked the feeling. So yeah, that was where I started.
Awesome. So you are a seamstress.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I am.
So what kind of things do you make?
Just about everything. So with my parents, my dad did knows how to sew the men's wear. But the men here, well, at the time, men naturally never really sew. So I grew up getting to know them, so women. But he would always sew for himself, so... so yeah, that is how I grew up working with my parents. And I went in school, I took on some alterations to turn whatever it is, from trousers to skirts, skirts to trousers, from my classmates. And yeah, it went from there.
Awesome. So let's fast forward a little bit. So you went through some things and then, you know, you kind of were in this space. So tell us about trying to make a decision about where your life was heading and kind of how your business was going to evolve.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, a little bit back when I lost my, when we lost our dad in 2008, and at the time, it really did get to me. I wanted to know what it is that I was going to do with my life even. Although I still wanted to work with my mom, I wasn't really, I didn't really know how to work with patterns. So fortunately, my mom works on patterns. And so when we decided to check out one of these technical schools, Tema Technical Institute. So that was when I did tailoring. When I finished or completed tailoring in 2013, that was when I started working alone. And it was okay for me. I had my own set of clients, even though I was so stubborn with my mom because I just so badly wanted to find out, experiment on some of the things that I have learned in school. And so I was working alone since then until COVID hit. Now, that was the biggest challenge. I had moved out freshly from my mom's nest, and COVID hits. I didn't know what to do. The rent bills, how was I going to fend for myself? So I remember one day I got a call from a client, and she had mentioned how a jacket I had made for her fitted perfectly, and that she got a compliment from her boss. And it just hit me. I was going to make jackets. I told everybody. But I didn't get the kind of response that I thought I would. And I didn't really understand why, because it's what I do. It's just that I'm just pivoting just a bit. And I wasn't going to do it full time. I was just going to do it when work was not coming in because of the lockdown, and there wasn't much of movement. And so why was everybody against it? It didn't really make sense to me. But it did get to me. I remember I reached out to a friend, told her about what I wanted to do, and she supported me with some funds. And so I got everything I wanted to start with. And then the rejection got more. It was too much for me. And that held me back from even doing anything. But at the time, how I dealt with those challenges was that I played games. I played so many games. Candy Crush. I played so many games I can't really remember, but one that stood out for me was Project Makeover. It was like I was playing my life on the game. And as a player, you're given a client, and each client has a story, a backstory, and they are just burnt out, and they just want someone to just relieve them from that burnout. And so I just loved the concept of what the game presented. However, there was a part that you have to make them over in their dressing. Each clothing coming off, they felt so much relief, like a burden off them. And well, when they are dressing up, my favorite part was choosing a jacket for them, because it was something that it only made sense to me. The jacket. And anytime they wore a jacket, they felt like they made certain comments like, "Oh, course, thank you so much. You made me feel a certain way, like I have relieved them of certain..." They actually felt like superheroes, so to speak. And it really made me feel really good about myself. And I so badly wanted someone to just rescue me in that sense. And
you know, that is amazing, because when you hear about gaming, a lot of times, regardless of whether it's mobile gaming or PC gaming or console gaming, gamers get a bad rap. And so I'm going somewhere with this. And so I think that it's important to know that people are fulfilled in gaming a lot. And so it's not all this negative, all of these negative connotations that are sometimes associated with it. But as we're talking about the metaverse and, you know, kind of like that's our focus, gaming is the foundation for the future. Like gaming really is, you know, you've just described like this whole experience where you've taken on this role that is called role playing. You've taken on this role of this fashion connoisseur, and now you're actually a fashion connoisseur and trainer in real life. Like, you are literally able to do that. And so because of COVID, you picked up this game and it spurred you into action. So tell us, where did you end up? Because you are a seamstress, you are a jacket designer, and you picked up gaming to help you through some rough times. And now what are you doing? Tell us what you're doing.
So I made my first jacket. And then I sent a picture to my sister. And then she wasn't so excited about it. She was confused about my sourcing of the fabrics. Mm-hmm. So it was jeans, suiting fabric, and then the African fabric. And I told her that, well, that is how my life is right now. So at first it was crazy jacket because of what, the choices of fabrics that I made, I used. But as time went on, the negative connotation that came with it, I just decided to change it from, crazy jacket. And then a friend helped me choose Cause to brand it with my brand. So that was when Cause jacket was birthed. So fast forward, my brother Kofi Obi, he is into NFTs. And I told him about...
We can't just say that. We got to say, give Kofi his due. Kofi is an amazing artist who is definitely into NFTs. And if you don't know Kofi, please go research Kofi, because Kofi is the man. Okay. The mask project was amazing. Okay, so tell us. So Kofi and you got together, and where did you guys end up?
So I told him about what I was doing and what I wanted to do. And he told me about NFTs. For me, all I could just picture was, it made sense to me because of the game. I remember even writing to the publishers of Project Makeover, and telling them to really feature my jacket designs in their on their game. They did reach out, and they mentioned that I could, they would reach out to me in 6 months' time. So I'm still waiting. But Kofi gave me everything I needed to know about the NFT, the basics of what NFT is. And so it started from there. He got me on Clubhouse, introduced me to everyone, even you. So as time went on, I was still having my own challenges with being burnt out and still playing my game, because it wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't seeing anything. But I later got to understand why Kofi was not so rushing me, because he wanted me to understand the space. Mm-hmm. Now that I understand the space, I really understand why I really don't need to rush anything. It is a project that I so badly want to come out, because it was the only thing, it was the only tangible thing that I could hold on to through COVID, through the challenges, the rejections, my burnt out. It was the only tangible thing I could hold on to. And I so badly want to see it come out. And so I made my first two NFTs. And that was my highest milestone ever reached. I was so excited that day. I remember from setting up my MetaMask to minting to the description to everything, it took about 6 hours. But I really didn't matter, because it was something that I so badly wanted to see it happen. So when that happened, it really felt great, awesome.
So I'm you know, I don't think that words do this justice, so we're gonna have to take a look at it. So we are talking about NFTs, non-fungible tokens. These are digital assets, and these are things that you created. So we have shifted from talking about realistic fashion that you wear to fashion that is designed as an NFT. And so this is artwork that you've created. And so let's look at that. So right now, what you're seeing on my screen. So first of all, we are on a site called OpenSea. That site is scrolling across the bottom. And you also, we are on Costpreneur. Let me just read this real quick. Costpreneur, a female entrepreneur who is grinding for herself first to be strong enough to help other ladies build business to change lives for the better. She's the one that never gives up on her goals and promises she sets up for herself. She's slow paced. She yet keeps her why as her watcher. I love that. The Cost jacket is a combination of three different textured fabrics, which come from the idea of beauty and unity, because she believes in a coalition of people of all races is beautiful. The jacket has an African print in the design, because African art and design blends beautifully with the designs from the other parts of the world. Costpreneur wears each Cost jacket honoring female entrepreneurs to prove that she can still go through meltdowns and whatever life throws at her. She just still shows up bold and beautiful, unfazed, and a charming smile. Her wide eyes show that she is hopeful. And around her neck, she wears the Adinkra necklaces with meanings. Her background says a lot about her self-awareness. And so I love that. But each one of these, you guys can see this. This is absolutely beautiful. So each one of these is an individual NFT. And so my favorite one is obviously the green one. If y'all know me, you know my green is my favorite color. But we have a lot of these here. And if you click on one, we're going to click on number 4. And what got me the first time that I actually took a look at this was that I looked deep, okay? Like, I wasn't just looking at the surface. So first of all, it's beautiful. And then second of all, it's being worn by a sister. And I love that. I love and appreciate that all over the place. But when you actually zoom in, you're able to see the intricate detail. And so, like, that to me, is worth everything when it comes to NFTs. So a lot of times, like, you see people and they just create NFTs and they're just out here, you know, kind of trying to catch the train, right? So they're doing what they can, but like, you put a lot of effort into this and into designing the patterns, and so much so that even the backgrounds that you chose have texture and meaning. And so I love all of that. I appreciate literally everything that you've done. That waistline is slamming. But these are NFTs. So I haven't said like the best part of your NFTs. So tell people what the best part of these NFTs is, aside from the outstanding art.
So with every collector who collects, okay, so not every collector, we are making about 50-100 PFPs, and we'll be making male PFPs too. Hey. So there's going to be a male jacket too. So at first it was just all females, but we had a lot of males requesting for the male jackets too. So we thought about it, and so we are going to make male versions too. So the first 20 collectors will be getting the physical jackets of these NFTs. And each collector of all the 100 cosplayers would have wearables airdrop in their wallet. There are other goodies coming. We are still talking about what other things we could be giving to the collectors, just so that we keep, it's not just a one-time thing. Cosplayer is not just jackets. We are thinking of other fashion parts too, fashion wearables too. So, but jackets has always been something that really stood out for me in any way. So, yeah.
Awesome. That is. So that's a whole lot of utility. You know, that's something that we talk about in this space, is utility and why you would buy into projects and things like that. But the one thing that you said that makes this unique, it puts it squarely in the space of something that is exceptional and extraordinary, is that when you buy one of these, you actually get the physical jacket. Is that right? So is that everyone who buys one? So you said the first 20?
The first 20. So we are still talking about the fidgetals. So let's see. We could be making all 100. Who knows?
All right. So you put that out there. So fidgetals. I want to keep everybody up to date. Fidgetals is a word. It just may not be in that Webster dictionary that you know of, but this space, if you're in Web3, you absolutely know what a fidgetal is. And fidgetal is the combination of physical and digital. Like, you put them together and that's a fidgetal. So now you understand that these are NFTs, which are the digital, and then you have the jacket that you can wear in real life, and that's the physical, and now you got a fidgetal. So that's how that works. Do you happen to have an actual jacket that we can look at, Koss?
Yes, yes, I actually do have. I have two, actually.
Oh, here. Right on, yay!
So, should I show it on the mannequin?
Yeah, that's fine.
So this is the very first jacket I made. Oh. And this is the back of the jacket. I don't know if you can see.
Yes, that's awesome. Beautiful. Wow. Look, I'm just over here just in shock because you're actually a seamstress. And like, that's, you know, a skill I do not have as somebody who is a techie. You know, sewing is not my forte, but I'm glad to know that there are people like you out here that are making the world beautiful and making the clothes that I can wear. So you had another one. Did you want to show another one or
sure. Okay. I can. I do have only one mannequin, so
You guys, you are getting a first look at the actual jackets here. Wow.
So this is the
that's the original, huh? That's the
yeah, this is the original. No, this is the second one I made.
Okay.
But yeah, this is the very first one I minted.
Beautiful. All right. So there you go. Genesis right there.
Uh-huh.
That is beautiful. And, you know, it's cool because you can see it. Like, you can see it. Uh-huh. Like, that's the actual jacket. That's awesome. You are so talented. I have a surprise for you when you get situated. So, you know, Kas, you talked a little bit about kind of all the things that you had gone through and how gaming helped you out. I am definitely a gamer. And so I wanted to take a minute and just show the world what you actually are talking about, because it's not that you're talking about some therapeutic game. You're literally talking about a game that provided you with peace because you were able to empower yourself in the game. So I just want to show people that it doesn't have to be this this big, huge thing. It can be something very simple. You don't have to go through... you don't have to, you know, stop life and just become a gamer, but, you know, you can. So let me show this. So this is the game, and I believe it is called Project Makeover. And so what you do, you can walk us through what we do. So we go and we click on, is it wardrobe or we click play?
Okay, so if you want to start, I think you finished with the... No, okay, so you are just about to start.
Yeah, I'm at the beginning.
Okay, so,
This so is when you are... Her, look, I did put her in this little cheetah print here, so we did that. And so...
I actually, with playing mine, I actually wore her the cheetah skirt, and then with a white top.
You did the white top, okay. Oh, see, and that purse I put on there, that looks cute. Not even gonna lie. Okay. So I just want to quickly like go through like the different options. Okay, I see you. I probably would have went with a black top, but that's all right. We're gonna go with the white top. And yeah, we gotta change some shoes. So then the game, you know, comes in and gives you like a pep talk and they tell you a little bit about everything. But this is actually kind of helpful. And so I think that it's really cool that you found something unexpected to help you get through a tough time and everything. So that I think is really, really cool. Definitely. Okay. So what are we changing? Can we change this? I can't change the shoes yet.
Okay. You need to check the price of the shoes.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Did I went too fast.
Oh, this is no, so you're going to play the
part. Like, you don't know. I'm definitely the person who could sit here and play this all day. I'm the dual champion. Back when they used to do Bejeweled Champions on Facebook, back when I used to play Facebook or be on Facebook, I used to definitely hit those leaderboards. I told y'all I'm a gamer all day. And yes, it included little crazy stuff like this, but we don't have time for that. So I want to just quickly say that, you know, you guys, you can definitely support Kas. Support her in her journey. I want to say one of the fantastic things about this, the NFTs that you created as well, was that they were created where? Where did you create those NFTs at?
Okay, so first I put them in, I make sketches of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I digitally put them on my laptop. And then I sent the description of how the jacket is like. I source the fabrics and then take photos of them to my brother Kofi because he's the artist. And then he brings out the PFP. So we kind of go through it. So to bring out one, it takes about a week or two actually because of the back and forth deliberations that we go through. with each one of them.
But okay, so where did you make the NFTs at though? On what device?
On my phone. My laptop crashed. I remember it was so slow. I was not able to do anything with my laptop, but I fixed it. But it was not able to do anything, and then it crashed again. So, yeah, I did everything on my phone.
So that level of detail, that amazing work that we just saw, you did all of that on your phone.
Exactly, yeah.
That is extraordinary in so many different ways. So I want to just thank you so much for coming through and providing us with your experience and what you're doing. You guys, if you want to support Kos, please go to that link at the bottom. It's scrolling right now on your screen. Please support her. And no, I did not get the red pumps. I like to match everything. So definitely support Kos because she is an up and coming artist and star. And I can't wait to see you on Oprah or some amazing runway somewhere and folks wearing your creations or on a fashion runway in the metaverse as wearables. So we are looking forward to amazing things from you. I want to thank you so much for being here, Kos, and thank you for sharing your genius with us. And I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye to you now, but I do want to just, again, say thank you so much. Guys, you are here at Meta Mindshift, and our time is coming to a close. I want to thank everybody who was here, all of the folks who were supporting Kos in the comments. We saw you. We appreciate you. Thank you. And supporting me as well. I appreciate that. Kofi, brother, we see you. And we are thankful for all that you've done. And to everyone else out here who is questioning where you are in the metaverse or how you can start to think about things, please reach out to me. If you appreciated the information that was shared here today, if you had your Meta Mindshift, my Cash App is actually scrolling at the bottom of the screen. I appreciate all of you. We are also open to additional sponsors. So if you are looking to sponsor this program, my information is info@technical.com. And with that said, I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. And I'm going to say thank you to all of our sponsors here in just a second. And there we go. So I want to thank the Black Business Network, thank Pod TV, Amazon, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, LinkedIn, Hulu, Roku, Black Multiverse Enterprises, Black Verse, the Metaverse Community, and Technical Consulting for sure. Thank you guys for supporting this program and Artsy Marie, because Artsy Marie is also supporting this program and we're going to have some great things coming from her very, very soon. With that said, I'm going to bid you adieu. And until next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m., set your reminder because next week, we have Naja Roberts coming to talk to us all about crypto and what you need to know about Bitcoin. So this is Nicole, and my voice is resting. Thank you.